This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming up, I'm going to be judicious, I'm going to be focused, I'm going to be fast moving. I've got 20 clips or more I want to get to. NBC's had to retract, admit that Trump did not demonize Robert E. Lee, he praised him. That's a big retraction. They've had to retract that Warren is even has any Native American blood. I mean, she has the lowest amount ever discovered. I mean, it's like everyone has some, reportedly, and none can be found. And we're going to get into him bulldozing 60 Minutes. That's coming up. But first, freedom of the press is on death watch.
Freedom of the press is taking a beating worldwide in 2018, while American independent media is under a full-on attack, the likes of which has never been seen before in American history. The vague moniker of fake news is being used to imprison and even murder journalists.
Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz al-Saud. He's a 33-year-old crown prince that they are pushing to the limit. He's cleaning up that country because that country is despicable. That country has had some major problems, and he's made it clear that he's going to clean it up. So what better thing to do than just throw a wrench into the works? It's sabotage. It's a problem. It has a lot to do with the midterm elections. We're not happy about it. We're really not happy about it. What could be said about Jamal Ahmed Khashoggi that hasn't already been said about Seth Rich? It's a big problem. The story he was working on proves the motivation. These are the type of stories that gets InfoWars deplatformed.
In Myanmar, while investigating a massacre of Rohingya Muslims, two Reuters journalists, Wa Lone and Kiaso U, were imprisoned for 7 years under an ancient law known as the Official Secrets Act, now revamped under the guise of fake news. Under Section 505B of the Myanmar Penal Code, a colonial-era law banning publication of incorrect information that could cause fear or alarm to the public, Myanmar government is attempting to cover up evidence of ethnic cleansing and severe human rights abuses.
So you do agree that there were more Republicans than Democrats?
I didn't say that, but I do agree.
Well, you can't have it both ways, sir. It's either 50-50 or one side is disproportionately affected. And the allegation is that more Republicans were affected.
Well, we don't always have the best methods to determine who is a Republican and who is a Democrat.
Do you discriminate more on philosophy, like anti-conservative versus pro-liberal?
No. Our policies and our algorithms don't take into consideration any affiliation, philosophy, or viewpoint.
That's hard to stomach. We wouldn't be having this discussion if there wasn't a general agreement that your company has discriminated against conservatives, most of whom happen to be Republican.
I believe that we have found impartial outcomes, and those are what we intend to fix and continue to measure.
And back in America, social media overlords Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg went all in on silencing independent media. In a purge of over 800 pages and over 251 accounts, sweeping up independent media pages with millions of followers that were holding political corruption, police brutality, Second Amendment rights, and a host of other topics accountable that had been ignored or sanitized by corporate media. Sites affected by the purge, like the Free Thought Project, Anti-Media, and Press for Truth, offer fact-based sourced content that threatens the corrupt Democratic Party attempting to silence our founding principles in order to win in November. If this isn't election meddling by the liberal-based Twitter and Facebook Goliaths and racketeering by the corporate media that benefits from destroying its competition, then what is? If Congress continues to sit on its hands, then the First Amendment is essentially null and void in the United States. As an American, your vote this November could steer the United States into a wounded republic or a draconian leftist nightmare. John Bound reporting.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Western civilization and the routing of the globalists. But the fighting is heavy and intense.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the founder of the Patriot Prayer March, Mr. Gibson, who had his fourth march in Portland, Oregon, yesterday, and the police and the mayor and others absolutely let the vicious Antifa attack, but the Antifa still got their asses handed to them, so the media spun it the Patriots were doing something bad. We have the real video and the real eyewitnesses coming up. Antifa was burning American flags. They were attacking people. Ted Wheeler, the Portland mayor, defends the decision to allow Antifa to block traffic and beat elderly people's cars with clubs screaming, F you white people. It is all coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then Dr. Steve Pachenik joins us on what's really happening in Saudi Arabia to give us his expert take on that. A lot of evidence points towards this being a false flag, an inside job, and the president has come out and said that he talked to the king this morning. He didn't want to elaborate on what he said, but that basically he said that he believed that this was a rogue group of killers clearly meant to set up the Saudi regime while they're trying to reform and fix things. And who doesn't want peace in the area? The globalists, the deep staters. They want the strategy of tension. Just spoke to the king of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge whatsoever may have happened to our Saudi Arabian citizen. He said that they are working closely with Turkey to find an answer. I am immediately sending our Secretary of State to meet with the king, who's buying hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment from us, but more importantly, who's liberalizing for women to be able to drive, women to be able to have jobs. They're really moving in the right direction, and they've promised to stop arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We'll break it down next hour, but here's the president before he took off in the helicopter this morning.
I just spoke with the king of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The king told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened. So we'll see what happens. But Mike Pompeo is leaving literally within an hour or so. He's heading to Saudi Arabia. We are going to leave nothing uncovered. With that being said, the king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
So there you go. And the word I got from high-level Pentagon sources last week, and that then the guest we had on yesterday separately called me and confirmed from his sources, and he had lunch and played golf with some top generals who are actively involved in intelligence, that they're saying this is a way to derail Trump and the peace deal because Obama doesn't want to have a peace deal with Iran terminated, basically. So he wants to get the peace deal with Saudi Arabia to stop destabilizing. They want to have that shut down so that the region stays in massive turmoil. So there is the key report on that front. But the first thing I want to go ahead and get to here now, before I go to break and come back, and I'm going to do the whole 60 Minutes pieces from the president and how critical those are. The first thing I'm going to get to here is this piece. Dems third string defeated by Make America Great Again. Another key John Bound report. We're going to go to this report here in just a moment. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get focused, and I'm going to come back and play those clips like I told you would. Because what Trump says coming up is so critical for Americans to understand. And if we can't get this, and if we can't understand what he's saying about China, we don't have a hope in hell. But if we do, we have a very good shot at turning this around and defeating the globalists. So I'm going to get focused again, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to cover these key clips. Stay with us.
President Trump spoke to a sea of red hats on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky, combating these words from former Vice President Joe Biden.
This time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. They're a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit.
And to make sure that America's extraordinary comeback, we want to make sure it continues full speed ahead. We don't want Democrats that are coming from a different place. We don't want them getting in office. All they'll do is obstruct. Under Republican leadership, America is booming. It's thriving. America is winning again because we are finally putting America first.
Simultaneously, Biden was in Indiana, stumping as the last resort for the Democratic Party. Hillary and Barack seem to have disappeared from the campaign trail, as Hillary is promoting incivility and Barack had been promoting himself as usual, falsely claiming the current economic boom was all his own doing. But there was Biden, pushing the same propaganda the rest of the party had been clinging to.
They see a president who has debased the values and ceded global leadership to tyrants and thugs. Taking the word of a dictator like Putin over our intelligence services. exchange what he calls love letters with a murderer, Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Praising dictators and autocrats, heads of state in China, Turkey, the Philippines, while at the same time castigating our allies. Our reputation internationally is cratering.
The Democratic Party is clearly on its last leg, placing their hopes on unscathed newcomers. Their socialist message, soldiering on, blind to Trump's achievements and deaf to the average American's demands.
I want people to come into our country on a merit-based system. And I want them to help all of the great companies that are moving back into the United States. They're moving to Michigan. They're moving to Ohio. They're moving to Pennsylvania. They're moving to North and South Carolina. They're coming in. They're moving to Florida. And yes, they're moving into Kentucky.
John Bowne reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, when we come back, powerful information from 60 Minutes. The news behind the news, the rest of the story straight ahead. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. However you're listening, tell folks about it today. You are critical to the victory.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up next segment, Macron says that Africa is now the epicenter of France and the French-speaking world. They should accept 200 million African migrants in the next 20 years to France. That would mean that France was two-thirds African. That's called economic cultural domination using a third world weapon. That's an InfoWars.com story. Next segment, we're covering it. Then, speak of the devil, maybe I'll just immigrate to Africa. Well, the communist leader there vows to take more white farmers' land, even people that recently bought their land. They're just going to take it. But that's okay, because only white people can be racist or tribal. Of course, that's a total lie. And when they're led by multinational corporations, any group becomes lawless and evil when they're told to behave like that. Very, very deadly dangerous what the globalists are doing. That's the start of the next segment. Right now, been talking about it. But here's the video. Even Variety magazine got it right. 60 Minutes was outmatched by Trump. And the article goes on to say that Leslie Stahl's interview with Trump was an undeniable get. He'd been scarce of mainstream media since around the time he appeared on tape with NBC's Lester Holt. And then it just goes on from there to say that he bulldozed his enemy-in-chief, the mainstream media. Now, why is that? Because I know for a fact Trump says, you're not going to substantively edit me, and if you do, I'm going to counter you. Just like NBC got caught lying, saying he hated the North and hated Ulysses S. Grant. Was it true? Just like they said, oh, leaks have him saying he hates the South and Southerners. It's not true either. They say he hates every group, hoping you believe it. None of it's true. But because he's able to counter their lies, he got a straight interview. She asked him a bunch of hard questions, but still he dominated her because they know he can punch back if they edited it. For everybody else, though, you can't do interviews with mainstream because they will edit you until it's unrecognizable. The full interview is on InfoWars.com. I'm not president. You're not president, but President Trump is president. And he told her, I'm president and you're not. Trump mocks CBS anchor. Intense 60 minutes. Interview. Let's go ahead and go to the first clip that is the most important. And then I've got some very important words to say after it. Here it is.
Putin.
Yeah.
Okay. People don't understand why you never have a harsh word for Vladimir Putin.
Okay, you're right.
I don't understand.
I have been, you don't know what I talked about with Putin in the meeting prior to the press conference.
I mean, publicly, you never say anything harsh.
Excuse me, I didn't. I'm the one that gave Ukraine offensive weapons and tank killers. Obama didn't. You know what he sent? He sent pillows and blankets. I'm the one, and he's the one that gave away a part of Ukraine where Russia now has this.
No, I mean him personally.
Vladimir Putin.
I think I'm very tough with him personally. I had a meeting with him. The two of us.
Yeah.
It was a very tough meeting, and it was a very good meeting.
Do you agree that Vladimir Putin is involved in assassinations? In poisonings?
Probably he is, yeah. Probably. I mean, I don't...
Probably?
Probably, but I rely on them. It's not in our country.
Okay, why not? They shouldn't do it. This is a terrible thing.
Of course they shouldn't do it.
You believe, do you believe that the Russians interfered in the 2016 campaign election?
Well, they meddled, but I think China meddled too.
But why do you say China meddled too?
And you want to know something?
Why do you say China? Why don't you just say the Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also. And I think, frankly, China...
This is
a bigger problem.
You're diverting the whole Russian
I'm
thing.
I'm not doing
you
anything.
Are.
I'm
you
saying
are.
Russia, but I'm also saying China.
Now, China has 1,350-something million people. They put spy chips on all the Apple and other platforms. They openly bought Hollywood and our debt. They're trying to overthrow our country. They censor everything. Google and others are helping them censor. And then President Trump talks about it, and he's the traitor. Russia is the red herring. Russia wants an alliance with us. They would take the alliance. Then we would control Central Asia all the way out to East Asia. They have borders with North Korea, South Korea. We would control into Eastern Europe. It's the perfect alliance. The globalists don't want that. They want destabilization. Google CEO tells senators that censored Chinese search engine could provide broad benefits. That was testimony last week. They say the head of Google, contradicting the person that testified a week before for Google, their spokesperson, their head of global policy and privacy, said, yes, we are building a censorship engine, and it's good, and you want it too. So see, this is getting sick. And here's another one. China is low-key taking over the world. Bloomberg. The rare earth minerals, the ports, the infrastructure, and our elite have allowed them to do it on purpose. It's called treason. The big hack, how China used a tiny chip to infiltrate U.S. companies, the U.S. government, and your home. But the other chips they put in Chinese appliances, all coordinating, tracking you, stealing the data. And big U.S. companies use China as the fence so they can move there and become Chinese companies and get away with the illegal activity. Europe bans spying on you. The U.S. bans it. You just move to China. See, it's the base of operations of all this criminal activity now. And that's why what Trump is saying is so central and so important. He's pointing out the elephant in the room and not the red herring of Russia. Now let's go to this next clip. Trump, I never knew how dishonest the media was, he tells Leslie Stahl. I'm president and you're not.
The other thing I've really learned is I never knew how dishonest the media was. I really mean it. I'm not saying that as a soundbite. I never knew how dishonest.
I'm going to change the subject again.
Well, no, but even the way you asked me a question, like about separation.
Yeah.
When I say Obama did it, you don't want to talk about it.
No.
Let's make a big deal. I'm going to run your answer,
but you did it four times.
I'm just telling you that you treated me much differently on the subject.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey,
or
it's okay.
Or have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, right. I'm president and you're not.
That's called annihilating somebody. Here's Trump getting into politics. It's vicious, full of lies, deceit, and deception.
I always used to say the toughest people are Manhattan real estate guys and blah, blah. Now I say they're babies.
Who's
they're
the
babies.
Toughest?
The political people. This is the most deceptive, vicious world. It is vicious. It's full of lies, deceit, and deception. You make a deal with somebody, and it's like making a deal with that table.
Give me an example.
Well, I don't want to give you an example. I'm not looking at it. In the meantime, nobody's been able to do what I've been able to do. Remember that. When you look at taxes, you look at regulations, you look at making deals with other countries, nobody's been able to do anything like this. Actually, most people didn't even try because they knew they didn't have the ability to do it. But it's a very deceptive world.
What he said there is so critical. When you don't go along with the swamp, either Republican or Democrat in the past, they come after you, your business, your name, your family, your credit card processing. They demonize you. They lie about you. Everybody's been intimidated. But Trump has shown rare leadership in taking all the arrows, going over the top, delivering victory, and now blowing a hole in the globalist operation through which we can enter. But, of course, you know who was there first helping blow the original hole. We planted the detonator. Trump hit the button. You, as the InfoWars audience, are the ones that built the detonator.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me.
You know, most folks can't listen to this song, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and relate, but I can. I got no friends.
I got no friends.
They can't be seen.
They can't be seen.
with me. But those were never my real friends. The truth is, I can't imagine being attacked by the papers back when most people believed them 30, 40, 50 years ago. Almost no one believes mainstream media now, so we've got more listeners, more fans, more supporters than ever. But here's the difference. The people that do believe mainstream media are more zombie-like, more aggressive, more crazy, more vicious than ever. We're joined here in just a moment by Joey Gibson, who leads up the Patriot Prayer Group. I guess they had their fourth rally in Portland, Oregon, where Antifa comes out and attacks everyone. And we've seen the mayor letting people block roads and beat up innocent people and pull old people out of cars and beat their vehicles with metal batons. And so I saw the national news with the mayor defending it and all the rest of it. Ted Wheeler, Portland mayor, stands by the decision to allow Antifa to block traffic, trying to get cars to run over them so they can scream, I guess, Charlottesville again. And then national media is saying it's Nazis rallying when there's more people with brown skin at Joey Gibson's rallies than there are with the meth head, almost all white Antifa goon squads. So I wanted to get him on, since this was national news yesterday and today, to find out what really happened. I mean, you can all go watch the videos. You see Antifa attacking first. You see the police standing down. You saw the footage last week of Antifa blocking roads during rush hour and, again, chasing people down in their vehicles. White people screaming at old white people saying, you effing dumb, old, stupid white person. You're a Nazi. I mean, it's just total mental illness. What is the rhyme or reason? Because Soros is the main funder of Antifa. They are centrally controlled. So to give us a bird's eye view and also a point blank range in the field view is Joey Gibson, founder of the Patriot Prayer Group, GibsonForFreedom.com. He joins us. So thanks for joining us, my friend.
Joe, thank you for having me. It's, you know, it's my pleasure to be here.
You know, it was you guys that had the idea to have the Free Alex Jones rally that a few hundred folks showed up to a few weeks ago. I knew about it like the last day of it came down. But then that spurred Free Alex Jones movements, I know, all over the country. So great job. Fill people in on Portland, why it's the epicenter of this, and some of the history, and then what happened last night or yesterday.
Sure. So we've been traveling around on the West Coast to certain cities, especially where the mayors have the police stand down. And over time, the mayors have kind of given up, and they've allowed the mayors to do, or they've allowed the police to do their job. Portland's kind of one of the last cities where they find it acceptable, where people can just go out on the streets, do whatever they want, and they don't have to pay the consequences. So basically what happened a little over a week ago, you know, a black man was shot, and they had a memorial on the corner that he was at, and they were literally going out redirecting traffic. They took over the streets. And they were telling people where they could or could not go. One man called the police. There's a video of it, and an older man, and you know, they did not respond. And then they start yelling at him, calling him a white supremacist because he's from North Carolina. They start judging him because of the state that he's from, which is complete bigotry. Like, everything they say, they're against. So in response to put more pressure on the mayor, we had a march and rally on Saturday. Within 24 hours, you know, we had, you know, a few hundred people show up because people are so angry, and it was a great turnout, and the mayor had to respond. He finally had a press conference, and he justified it, said that it's okay that the police didn't respond. He also, at the same time, said motorists should feel safe in Portland. No, they shouldn't. They'll feel safe when you enforce the law. It's that simple.
And so you guys decided to have another event this weekend. Tell us about that.
This weekend, I'm not having another event this weekend.
Well, I just saw all over the news that they were saying Patriot Prayer attacked. It was big headlines in the last 2 days. So I know there was other events. And so I guess they had another Patriot Prayer. I mean, tell us about what happened to this event.
I don't know which event you're talking about. What we are going to do, though, is we are going November 6th at City Hall. There's going to be a whole bunch of people on the left who are going to protest the mayor. So I'm going to throw an event to kind of show up with them so both sides can kind of come together and to protest this mayor, because there's so many reasons to not like this mayor, whether you're left or right. The guy's, number one, the guy's a liar. He's bought and paid for, and he'll say and do whatever it takes in order to protect, you know, his position as mayor.
Well, see, I just said, hey, get Joey Gibson on, and there's so many fights and so much anti-violence around the country, you may not even know. It was topofdrugsreport.com yesterday that Saturday and then again Sunday, there were basically riots in Portland, Oregon. Patriot groups fight Antifa, and the headline was, because I guess they just called the group Patriot Prayer. They didn't start anything. Patriot Prayer March for Law and Order attacked. That was the headlines. We can pull up those headlines. Or violence at Patriot for Prayer Law and Order event. There it is, bear spray, bloody brawls at Patriot Prayer. So, again, you're really the founder of that. I'm glad I got you on. We don't pre-interview people. I just get folks on because, you know, we're not like mainstream media that scripts everything. I guess there's so much going on, you're not even aware of this happening.
Yeah, I mean, last Saturday was my event, but in terms of this weekend, I don't know if people are planning on doing something. If they are, good for them. I'll make sure I'll be there and support them.
Well, then, because this was all over mainstream news yesterday, so it looks like there must have been something happened as street fights break out all over the country, and they just think now all opposition to Antifa is Patriot Prayer. I mean, so many times I get credit for stuff. Hey, your InfoWars people are out doing this, and it wasn't even InfoWars. So I think that's probably the level you've now reached.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, amen to that. I'm glad. But as long as, you know, I do this so that other people will do it. You know, that's the main thing. We want to motivate other people. We want to inspire other people. That's why we do that. And so I think that there is a movement, especially in Portland. People are starting to understand that we don't have to sit around anymore. We don't have to sit around and allow, whether it be Antifa or the mayor or the lack of police response, you don't have to take it anymore. You can go out on the streets and you can make sure your voice is heard. And you don't have to hide anymore. I don't care if you're conservative, libertarian, moderate. It doesn't matter. You don't have to hide. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are. Just go out there, say who you are, be unafraid and unapologetic.
Well, Joey, you're doing it because you're learning about this now. There's another, just people spontaneously showed up Saturday night and then again Sunday, and it all exploded when they attacked them, calling themselves Patriot Prayer. So the chain reaction has now happened. What do you make of leftist groups, Democrats, top Hollywood people, Alec Baldwin calling for civil war, overthrowing the government is the latest thing Alec Baldwin said. We, quote, need to overthrow the government. They're the ones out pushing violence. And then they go, oh, the Republicans are going low. We got to go lower, pretending like we're the ones that are starting stuff and we're the ones that are being violent and acting like Trump made it up, that they're acting like mob rule.
I think that, you know, it's just another attempt where, you know, we're living in an era of deception. I see it all the time. You know, I get so much hatred. People say that I have hate speech and I don't, you know, and so everything's flipped upside down. Honestly, I think it's a good sign. I think they're on their last leg. They're so desperate. Elections are coming up. You know, they banned you. They took you off of all the social media just because they're losing the culture war. They're being destroyed. Finally, conservatives are getting involved in the culture war. Conservatives, libertarians are finally starting to push back. And so now they don't know what to do because for the longest time, we just took it and took it and took it while they just slowly took away this country, whether it be the schools, you know, the media, Hollywood, all that stuff. And now they have this weird punk movement for freedom that's completely taken over, especially the youth, and people are loving it and people are inspired by it. One thing I was talking to someone about the other day, you know, violence is one part of what's happening on the streets, but you can kind of look at the violence and you can kind of learn something from that. If you look at our people, we're willing, there's a lot of people that are willing to bleed for this movement, that are willing to bleed for freedom. But the other side, they're not willing to bleed because it's for selfish reasons why they do what they do. That's why they're so selfish, they're not even willing to show their face, to be a face for their movement. That's how selfish they are.
You just said it. The globalists and their minions are not willing to bleed, and it's why they're going to lose.
Absolutely.
Because if you've got spirit and you know you're doing it for the right reason, you realize blood means nothing. But if you're not willing to sacrifice the blood, you're going to lose everything. We'll be right back with Joey Gibson on the other side, InfoWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
So let me ask Joey Gibson, the founder of the Patriot Paragroup, who goes out and peacefully just marches and then gets attacked by the left all over the West Coast and all over the country. Alec Baldwin has come out. He's on the union leader. There's video of it. We need to overthrow the government. That's what Alec Baldwin has come out and said. Fresh off his first appearance on the season as President Trump of Saturday Night Live, actor Alec Baldwin headlined the New Hampshire Democratic Party's inaugural Eleanor Roosevelt dinner Sunday night at the Manchester Down Hotel. And he said, the way we implement change in America is through elections, Baldwin said. In that orderly way, we need to overthrow the government of the United States under Donald Trump. Not in a violent, awful way, but it must be overthrown nonetheless. Let's make America great again by making Donald Trump a casino operator again. Baldwin won an Emmy last year, blah, blah, blah. Well, at least Alec Baldwin will say he wants to make America great again. But the rhetoric of him and the former attorney general about when they go low, we kick them, kick them, kick them, fight, fight, fight. And then Maxine Waters saying chase people around. They're getting more violent everywhere. They're attacking people more and more everywhere. And as you said, as the police finally, in places like San Francisco and Austin, Texas, stand up to Antifa when they're physically attacking people, their only refuge is places like Portland, Oregon. Where do you see this going in the next 22 days till the election, Joey Gibson, versus if they lose or if they win? What do you expect them to do the next 22 days, but what do you expect them to do if they win or if they lose?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I like to look at it this way. So I'm pretty optimistic about the way the elections are going to go in November, even with the cheating going on. I kind of look at it like, you know, a child, you know, cries really hard the first time they're shocked. Second time, I like to think they're not going to cry as hard. I don't think they're going to riot, hopefully. And so I think that things will be a little bit more calm if we end up winning. But we'll see. What I'm really looking forward to, though, is the 2020 election. I think that Trump has a really good chance of winning, especially if the economy continues to increase. And I'm really excited to be able to go out there in 2020, be able to rally. And I think that's when things are going to get crazy. It seems like people care more about presidential elections than they do midterm, even though midterm is really important.
Why do you think the left are such short losers this time? I think it's because they believe their globalist utopia, their socialist utopia, was going to be delivered by Hillary. And they had all these plans ready to censor the press and break up the families and open the borders. But because Trump got in there as a stopgap, that has just enraged them.
Well, it's hard because a lot of these people, you know, no offense to them, they've built an ideology that's not from logic. You know, freedom isn't their main focus. For them, it's about emotions and how they feel and this and that. Especially if you look at socialism or if you look at people who want health care for everybody, they're not thinking about the fact that we don't understand where the money would come from. But emotionally, it sounds good to them because they're like, everybody can have health care. And so a lot of the times they don't get what they want and they start to freak out and they just have meltdowns. It's things that I've never thought that I would see in my entire life. When you go on the streets and these people absolutely despise me, they hate me so much and they don't even know why. And they're literally like foaming from the mouth. Like that's not even a joke. I know you guys have seen that a lot. They're foaming from the mouth and they're yelling and they're screaming and they say some of the most vile, hateful things you can even think of, especially when they get on that bullhorn. And then they say that I have hate speech. So I don't really, Alex, I don't have the answer for you. I don't know why they do what they do. It's just, it's beyond reason anymore. I used to try to figure it out. But when you ask them questions, they don't have answers. They have no answers. That's what I don't understand. You know, so I don't know, Alex, but it's really frustrating.
Well, let's talk about this because there's so many studies that will make your head spin. Thousands that say smartphones and over television watching makes you lose your humanity, lose your humility, become irritable, and that over smartphone use and all this is connected to people basically becoming animals. And you see that in the Kingsman, Her Majesty's Secret Service, where the evil guy sends out the wavelength over the cell phones to make everybody kill each other. Now, that's an archetype of what's really going on, but see it. Patriots fans flip off Tyreek Hill, throw beer on him after Chiefs scores touchdown. And again, he wins the touchdown, he scores the touchdown, so they flip him off and throw beer on him. And I see this everywhere. People see it in relationships where there's not a governor. There's no respect for other people. And everyone is acting more and more like animals. I mean, I really think it's almost like a form of mass demon possession.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I would say one thing that I would suggest for this country is that we bring God back into the culture, but not in a way where we're oppressive or we force it on people. You know, it's not even everyone, not everyone has to believe in God, but if it becomes more part of this culture, if you look at the things that Jesus taught, even if you don't believe he's the Son of God, the things that he taught is having love for one another, having respect for one another. And I don't see that respect anymore. When I think about those guys out on the streets blocking traffic, number one, that's extremely disrespectful. But number two, to chase him down the street and start attacking him because he refuses to obey your orders, It's just disrespect for other humans, and it's something that we're losing in this culture, and I do believe it's 100% a spiritual problem.
It is a spiritual problem, and I mean, if you listen and watch the Antifa people, they're literally like disempowered, weird, scummy, archetypal images of wimps all out ganging up on people and just acting like virtue-signaling scum. And to see them totally tone-deaf and not connected to reality is disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely. One good example, when they were at the memorial before we went down, we sat down Tiny and a couple other guys to go talk to them. And they went live, and as they walked around talking to them, they asked them, you know, what happened? And they say, a police officer shot, you know, a black man. And it's like, okay, but what happened? And they don't know. They don't even have an answer. So they're down there protesting, and they don't even know what they're protesting. They don't even know what happened. You know, and the truth is, he did shoot two people, you know, and so I want a full investigation. I don't know what happened, but, I mean...
Yeah, let's be clear. Andy was shutting down roads, and the rioting is somebody reportedly, a black guy, shot two people before the cops shot him, before he got shot, and no one wants to even ask, was he guilty? Or were the police defending themselves? Or were the citizens defending themselves? That's how this has gotten so crazy. And nobody wants anybody to die. We're trying to stop black babies being aborted. Half the black folks in this country never get born. I love black people. I love everybody. But the idea that almost always when they claim it's a non-authorized shooting or an improper shooting, it's always never the truth. And the mainstream media almost always covers up what really happened.
It's all tribal thinking, you know, especially if you take the aborting the babies. If you really care about, you know, black, especially black babies, we can talk about the abortions, but people are so caught up in the left versus right paradigm that they don't really think about independent situations. You take even the police, you know, people refuse to look at each situation and each police officer.
In almost every case, the person has shot somebody and is waving a gun around.
Absolutely.
I mean, you wave a gun around in front of cops or anybody, you're going to get shot.
Most police officers are good people. I mean, they don't. Most of them just want to do their job. They want to protect and serve.
Well, I can tell you, almost all police, well, they really don't want to shoot somebody and get sued and all the stuff that happens. Joey Gibson, great job. We'll be following your event and other events as they unfold. Keep it up, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to join us next hour on what's really going on and why they're hyping the Saudi Arabian / American journalist death so much. Trump's hitting that's a false flag. I told you that over the weekend. But we'll see what Steve Pachenik has to say. I don't know if he's going to agree with where I think this is pointing. He's got a lot of high-level sources, so we'll get all that information coming up. Listen, real quick, I'm very excited to announce a 35% off the super high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com that are powered by MyPatriotSupply.com. You saw Hurricane Michael create incredible devastation in the Florida panhandle and knock out a lot of conservative voters, which is really could be the Democrats' secret weapon. It's an example of how you can't just trust FEMA or the government to take care of you, even if Donald Trump's the president. You've got to be self-sufficient with high-quality storable foods and water filtration. Both of those are produced by the great folks that run My Patriot Supply. They're huge sponsors. When you buy it at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding our operation. So as Hurricane Michael recovery finally begins, the world can see in the aftermath how important survival preparation is. Even in emergency recovery, organizations like FEMA can be slow or unpredictable. Emergency response can take days, weeks, or months for aid. Look at Puerto Rico. That's why it's so important to make sure that you have the storable food you need to weather the storm today, with amounts ranging from 3 days to a whole year of storable food selection to make sure you're not a victim in circumstance. You can stock up for yourself and help provide for your friends and family and neighbors in an emergency with affordable, high-quality storable food that lasts 20-plus years. We're dropping prices for our storable food gift to help folks with Michael and more for 35% off to help at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Whether you're looking to boost